It is now 10:32 p.m. and the board is back in open session. We have...
Here,
yes,
it.
We've got it.
You could, too, I'd like to.
We have two items.
Do we need these two?
Oh, yes, we should turn on my
screen. Yeah, we definitely should.
We have two items that we're taking action on. The first is approval of the 2022 Teachers Agreement between District 41 Board of Education and Glen Ellyn Education Association. May I have a motion to approve the 2020-2022 Teachers Agreement between the Board of Education and the Glen Ellyn Education Association substantially in the form presented and recommended by the Board's negotiating team and as ratified by the Association on January 13, 2020, and to authorize the Board President and Secretary to sign the agreement on behalf of the Board.
Motion.
Need a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Let me just note that I'm pleased that the district, led by Marcy Conlon and our superintendent, Dr. Kay, and our GIA presidents and rank and file, were able to collaboratively look at this contract and come to agreement on the rollover. It is a credit to the investment in the relationship that both the district and the bargaining unit have done. Thank you. Roll call.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Yes.
Mr. Estes?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Guzman?
Yes.
Mr. Loba?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Dr. Bruner?
Yes. And our second item is a district safety expense item. May I have a motion to authorize administration to make the necessary arrangements to secure a police officer for all regular board meetings at a cost of $150 per meeting?
Motion.
I need a second?
Second.
Discussion. Any discussion from board members?
You know, an issue raised by staff that tends to be regarding them having a feeling of a lack of safety at the meetings, and given this is their work environment, we have an obligation to do our best to create a safe working environment for those staff members. And so I'd be in favor of the motion.
Thank you, Jason. Others?
I think the police should be out patrolling and doing. I think this is a relatively safe environment. It doesn't mean we're not at zero risk, but I think I'd rather have the police patrolling outside where I think there's more risk. I'll be voting
that. Thank you, Bruce. Guillermo?
I have to agree with Bruce that I feel what I feel to be safe here, but I'm on the philosophy to better be safe than sorry. And we've seen so many situations where we're doing things to prevent when accident has happened, so I think I'm going to vote for this one for the safety of the children that are now on the board and the board.
Jess?
I'll be voting to support this expense. I think we've heard from multiple sources, staff and other attendees of the meeting, and I know there have been times where I've felt less than comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with all due respect to the gentleman who feels safe, you know, my threshold for feeling safe is probably perhaps a little bit different. And I think there's also been situations where we have perhaps that feeling of safety might be less for those who are minorities in the community and at times have been maybe subjected to some not so nice comments. So for that, those reasons, I'll be supporting my expense.
Thank you. Ted?
I've had parents approach me with concerns, especially once they heard about adding the student representatives to the board. So I will be voting yes.
Thank you. Julie?
I'm initially torn on this, but I will say I've heard my colleagues say it would make them feel safer, and there has been concern apparently from the administration that it would make them feel safer, and we have two students joining us now, and that would make them feel safer. And I have had people in the community ask me when I've been just out in the world, my daily life, did you feel safe? Are you guys okay in there? So I think for all those reasons, I will support the motion.
Thank you. I will only add that as board president, I do hold in high regard all of my colleagues, everyone from the district and the administration who's attending these meetings, and I do feel an obligation to keep safe everyone who attends our meetings, and particularly with the addition of our two students to the board, I feel this is a worthwhile investment in the value and the professionalization of what we do here. So I'll be supporting the motion also.
I would just like to clarify Julie's comment, because what I had said is that staff had indicated to me that they didn't feel comfortable and safe in the room. So I didn't want to...
I'm sorry.
No, I just didn't want to imply that it was administration.
I'm sorry.
You know, it was... and visitors as well who would come to me. So I just want to make sure that was clear.
Good clarification. Very good. Okay. Ms. Moak, roll call.
Mr. Epstein?
Yes.
Mr. Hill? Mrs. Hill, excuse me?
Yes.
Mr. Guzman? Mr. Lobot?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
No.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Yes.
Dr. Bruno?
Yes. It is now 10:39 p.m. May I have a motion to adjourn the January 13, 2020 meeting?
Motion.
Motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.